This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is planning to visit the U.S.-Mexico border Friday as part of her effort to curb the surge in migrants attempting to enter the United States while examining the root causes of migration from Central America. Harris visited Guatemala and Mexico early this month, pointedly telling migrants, "Do not come to the U.S." But thousands of migrants from those two countries, along with those from Honduras and El Salvador, have been making long trek to the border, many on foot, escaping poverty and crime in their homelands. They say most of the migrants are coming from Latin America, but many are also coming from Ecuador, Venezuela, Cuba, Haiti, and some African nations. U.S. President Joe Biden vowed to reduce gun violence as he warned the nation about a dangerous summer spike in killings. Biden vowed zero tolerance for rogue gun dealers and those who traffic weapons from city to city during a speech Wednesday outlining a comprehensive government program. The Biden administration is to permit $350 billion in federal stimulus money to fund police departments in areas with rising violent and crime rates. The president also said loopholes needed to be closed because there are too many people today who are able to buy a gun but shouldn't be able to buy a gun. Biden unveiled his plan after meeting with a bipartisan group of mayors, community activists, and law enforcement officials. The spike in homicides and shootings started last summer after cities began easing COVID-19-related restrictions. For more news, please join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. By remote, this is VOA News. U.S. lawmakers debated into the night Wednesday over details of legislation aimed at curbing the power of big tech, that is, firms, with a sweeping reform of antitrust laws. House Judiciary Committee members clashed over a series of bills with potentially massive implications for large online platforms and consumers who use them. The legislation could force an overhaul of the business practices of Google, Apple, Amazon, and Facebook, or potentially lead to a breakup of the dominant tech giants. But critics argue the measures could have unintended consequences that would hurt consumers and some of the most popular online services. Debate of the bills remains unclear, with some Republicans and moderate Democrats expressing concern despite bipartisan support. Former Philippine President Benigno Aquino III has died. The son of pro-democracy icons who helped topple dictator Ferdinand Marcos and had troublesome ties with China was 61. Aquino was president from 2010 to 2016. His father was assassinated in 1983 while under military custody, and his mother led the 1986 People Power vote that ousted Marcos. Hong Kong's last pro-democracy newspaper closed its doors just before midnight Wednesday, ending 26 years of journalism. The company's remaining board members decided to close the paper earlier that day, following the arrest last week of five Apple Daily executives under the city's national security law. Authorities arrested one of its editorial writers on Wednesday. With Hong Kong's Security Bureau freezing the company's remaining financial assets and the paper's founder and owner, Jimmy Lai, in jail, the board had little choice but to fold. The owners and insurers of the giant container ship that blocked the Suez Canal for nearly a week earlier this year have reached an agreement in principle over their dispute with canal authorities. That's according to representatives Wednesday from both sides of the disagreement. Neither elaborated on what the agreement would entail. The dispute centers on the compensation amount the Suez Canal Authority is claiming for salvage of the vessel Ever Given, which ran aground in March, blocking the crucial waterway for 6 days. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us on our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.